top of the Chesed Beis, the top Rashi. So it said, if you have this zug, the Gemara is asking a steer because the Braisa had said the zug of Beheba is not makabel tumah, and the Braisa seems to say that the second Braisa says zug shel Beheba is tameyim. I read that right when we read it. Zug shel Beheba is tameyim. Zug of Beheba is tameyim. Mishal Delis is Tahar. Zug Rashi Delis is Mechubar Levayis, since the door is attached to the house. Who? Shei Chubar Lekarka. And the bias is considered Chubar Lekarka. Shehu Chubar Lekarka. Venu Kli Lekabal Tumah. Therefore, it's not Kli Lekabal. The Delis is not Kli Lekabal Tumah. Zug Ha'osilei. Therefore, the Zug which is made to function together with the Delis is Batal Lekabay. It's Batal to the Delis, which is Mechubar Lekarka. Kamina Reish Pirka Dvayel. Everything is a mechubar. It's a case of a house. Shaldelis Vasola Behema is Tameya. If it was originally from a door and now you switch it to that of an animal, it's Tame. And we say, because an animal is Tame, Mikan Labo, it means not. No, now, from this point on, it will be Mikabal Tumah. Obviously, Obed be Maisa, Elish, Chisha Belov. Even though he didn't do any Maisa to change the Zug, he just put it on the. He thought about it, so, and he hung it on the door. Hung on the Behema. It's not considered a ma'aser to change it, but still that's sufficient. The decision to use it as a kli can define it as a kli and give it a din that's roided with makabel tuma. But alternatively, it's still makabel tuma, makabel tuma. Even after you've decided to designate to use it at the door, it's still makabel tuma. The fact that you're attaching it to the door is not considered a shinui until you have to do some type of change in the item. We have a rule that to remove tumah, returns tumah, you can't remove it from its status. Of tumah shiur lehem, even though it's never actually been makabel tumah, but it's roy to have a din of tumah, it will not lose that. So the more asked the stira, so the more says I could answer you. The more says loy kasha. One of it has an inbol, batadil, that's the clapper. Shosri b'sechel lashmiya karl. Makes the sound. The more says I don't understand. Manusha. Imanahu. The tashit chashav you consider it a tashit, and that's why it's mekabel tumah. So even if it doesn't have an inbol, it should be mekabel tumah. And if it's not considered a mona, so inbol mashvale mona, will the inbol the clapper make it into a kli? But to me, it's a question. Yishum inbol mihabi tashit? Does the inbol make it into a tashit? The Gemara says in yes. You find such an idea inbol mashvale mona, but let me shum tashit, let me shum kli. It doesn't make it into more of an adornment, but it makes it into if its function is to add a curl, it accomplishes that. Okay.
Kutzei the Rishmor by Nachmeni says in the Rebbe Yonason that a mashmir curl,
it says called Dabr Shoyava Ba'esh, Tavir Ba'esh, so we dash on a fellow deeper. Talking about the kli matris which were captured in Maaseh Minyan. Now the pause actually where they're talking about the loch of Hagolas Caleb. Saying any metal which was used in the fire, you have to be Yavav Eish and you have to be Magalit. But the pasuk, the Mer also darshan in regards to the loch of Tevila, of Tumah. And it says, Kol Davar, to tell you, that Dibur can accomplish that, and obviously Dibur will not make a difference in regards to Hagola, so he must be referring to the halachas of Tumah. The Mora says, okay, if the case was there's no inbul, the first one, so Emem Tziyasa, Zug the Adam, by the case of Zug the Adam, it says it is Makabal Tumah. If there's no inbul, why is it Makabal Tumah? Me Makabal Tumah, Phil the Adam, if there's no inbul, it's Makabal Tumah by a person. Because we've got another, which is the Sefta, said there's no interval in store. I said, Zogel and Machteshes. You'd make this bell to use together with the pestle. Shemafatrin bought some money, which he used to crush these various herbs.
The Hakhtir.
To make a hak, use it for terrorists, l'reach, for a smell. The Kaimalon decreases shakol yafal b'sam. It says that if there's a musical accompaniment, it does a better job of crushing it. You do a better job with it. If you say full karbonis, you say that shakol yafal b'sam. L'reisa shatinuk shechiv b'secho. There's a cradle which the child's in. The current birtsa. Tell him a zog and the kashkish. There's a yishma hatinuk. It'll make a sound, and the back and forth will make a sound and put the child to sleep. Mitchus svarim. Kishanosim b'som l'beisakneses. And you carry this from b'beisakneses. Shatinuk shall beis rabban karen shom, which the children will then use to learn from. The kashkish in a zogim. Vaktinuk is shemen uboyim. So you walk to the streets carrying this safer with its bells, and people would hear that it's time to come learn. That's the Jewish version of the ice cream shock. Mitzvah Tinoikis should tell them it's Avor. You'd put around the children around their necks, you would put these with bells. So if they have a bell, they're Tomei, if not, they're not. So this price it says, over here, our Bryce says, even without the inbul, you're saying that it's tor, that it's tomei, I'm sorry. This Bryce says, if it's missing the inbul, it's tor, and our Bryce is saying, if it's missing the inbul, it's tomei. That's the worst theory. Nitbul inbulayat. Nitlu karim shenitmu. If now the first half of Rashi, the Marshal takes out. Let's look at the just break the Brisa for a second. The Brisa says that if they don't have an interval to tor, if the interval is removed, the status of tumah still applies to them. I means if they had one to start with, it's not a bittul of the kli by removing it. If they didn't have one to start with, it's not. In it. Even though it's been removed before it actually became tame, teres tuma aleim umekabon tuma, it's still within the tuma because mafarish the time of the kamei. Like the more explains, however, mikora ki ein lehem inbo the tani taharim. The beginning part says that there's that, but if it never had one to start with, then it's tor. The dain lo nigmar malachta. There, it's because it's the process of making into inbo has not been completed. If it had a status of being roitim makabel tumah, because it had an inbul, it doesn't lose that status by removing the inbul. Being nitlu lakosh and nitmu adain tumas and aleim lohavik eklish and ishper ubaltim teres kli li tar betumas. It's not considered that you're mevatel the kli, and therefore it's no longer tumah. So I think the Marshal is saying Rashi seems to be wavering from the beginning to the end. Is the point that actually with Makabal Tumah, it's not a bittul on Tumah which is there already, which would sound like maybe it wouldn't be Makabal Tumah, would not be Makabal Tumah from this point onwards? Or is it saying that it's not even, it's still even right to be Makabal Tumah? It doesn't lose the status of a Kali. So like Rashi seems to stress the beginning. It'll still be Makabal Tumah, and then Rashi says that it will not lose Tumah, which is there. So I guess that's the question in Rashi. Okay. Omer Mar. So we call this price, it says Nidlim Mulayan Adain Tamasim Aleyam. So if you remove the inbold, still the status of tumah is still there. The Gemara says, what can you use a zog without an inbold? So it's not really a kli anymore. It should not be makal, not still maintain the status of tumah. It's not considered broken because usually putting back the inbold is something which even a hedyot could do. So it's not considered an act of breaking it by removing the inbul. Okay. Mosiv Rav.
Rishi says,
or Bryce says, I'm sorry, a zug ve inbul is chibur. We consider the zug and the inbul is one kli, which means if Tuma will touch the zug, the inbol is also becomes tameh, and vice versa. If you do hazor on the inbol, and the water touches the zor, became tameh with tumas mace. So you have to process it by doing hazor with using the ashes of the paraduma put into water. So if the water touches the inbol, the zug will be tor because they're considered one kli. So what's Rava's question? So Rashi says that Rava's question is, since that's true that they're considered one kli, so it should be that if you remove the inbol, it's not a kli, it's missing part of the actual kli. So the fact that the hedyot is able to return it should not be a reason why it should maintain its status. The kli is lost part of its kli. It's going to be it should not be able to deal with tumah anymore. So Rashi learns. Tosfos does not like it. Tosfos says, I mean, what exactly is the more proving and adding which we didn't know before? We knew that they functioned together as one, and we're saying, but Abai's understanding was that removing it, if you could put it back in, it's not a bittul of the kli. So what is Rabbi proving from this braisa more than what we saw before? There's a more Teres wasn't that it's two separate kelim. The worst teres is it's one kli, but it doesn't lose the status of a kli because you can put it back together again. Okay. That's such a problem with Rashi Shabbat. That's how Rashi learns. So the Morse of Chitema, maybe you're going to answer me, Rava says, that the Pshat in the Braisa is that they're considered Chibur even when they're apart, they still have a dinner of being considered Chibur. And that's the point of the braisa is to tell me that even they're considered one even when they're separated. Where it says that's not the pshat. V'hatanya, because we learned further along in that same braisa, maspers shaprokim, you have a scissors made out of pieces. In other words, it can be detached. The Ismail shall rehit near, you have a plane, a carpenter's plane, and it has the actual blade, which is the Ismail of the rehit. Rehit near is the plane, and it's made that it can be detached. So we deal with it as chibur l'tuma, vein chibur l'hazor. It's considered one in regards to tumah. We don't look at the two separate kelim. We look at one large kli. We look at the two separate kelim, the gabi hazor. So you have to make sure that the water touches the ismol and the rehitni, both of them. Ramina, we asked before, monashot, what are you trying to say? Ibra chibrahu, if it's considered one, I feel the hazor also should be considered nami, should be considered one. Vilav chibur, Rabbi Loi chibur, who is not considered one, afilo l'tuma nami loy. This is what we asked before in the fourth parak. Rama Rabba. Rabbi answered by saying, "The Ratzara b'shas malacha chibur ben l'tuma ben l'azo. Shal b'shas malacha ain't a chibur lo l'tuma lo l'azo." That the teretz is really it's a little bit of both. B'shas malacha it's considered one. Mishlo b'shas malacha is considered two. And we were going like this. We're concerned if you look at the two separate things, and we say shalom b'shas malacha, touching one does not cause tumah for the other. People will assume even when it's b'shas malacha, touching one does not create tumah for the other, and that's not true b'shas malacha. So we added a tumah to rabbanon shalom b'shas malacha, and people understand it's one. And v'alazoshi b'shas malacha, mishum hazosh shalom b'shas malacha. And Batsim Hazor B'Shas Malacha should work. Just having the water touch one will work for both. But Shalom B'Shas Malacha, it will not work. So we said if we were going to allow B'Shas Malacha, then it should work. We're afraid people will use that same process, Shalom B'Shas Malacha, that's not acceptable. So they said it never works. So what do we see? That Shalom B'Shas Malacha, when the separation makes the function so when it says before Chibur L'tuma Azug V'Inbol is Chibur, and then it continues on and says these other things, the point is not going to be, even though it's actually separated, it functions as one, because it's right to put it back together again. Whereas we're discussing when it's actually together, how to deal with it. That's the flow of the Brisa. So we still don't know why, when the inbol is removed, is the tumah still there? Ela Marava. Why it still has a din of tuma even after you would remove the inbol? It's hoyal v'roy lahakisha agabi cheres. It means the resonance is not in the clapper. The resonance is in the bell. The clapper is just a way to hit the bell and cause the bell to vibrate and create a sound. Well, you can accomplish that same thing by hitting something else against it. So it's still functional in that, so it's not considered a total bit of the kli, because it still is able to function in its original function. It's still makabel tumah, because you could still use it for its original function of making sound. Now Rabbi Yochanan is going to give a different reason, but that leads into a whole another discussion, which should take us down to the two dots, which I don't want to do. So it's Rashi. Hedit Shein Tzarech Uman. It doesn't need a craftsman to put it back together again. So Rimbal Keeper. When they're together, there's one kli. Nitmezeh. His alzeh. His tor is zeh. We consider they function as one. So what's the kasha? I'm keeping the kara lechibur, but you tell me they consider chibur. Shmami no, the chibur nispardu. I have a kli. Should it to mixosa? If they're considered one, so the flip side of the fact that they're considered one was you take it apart, you broke the kli. Now we got the head yachalach ziroi. When you would attach them or consider two separate items, so then if that's true, so I understand taking it apart is not a bittul in it. But if you tell me that when they're together they're considered one seamless item, so then taking it apart is breaking it. V'chitema the high chibur the kamer hachi kamer. When it says chibur, it means the following: Afilu mefuradim, even if they have been separated, kriyan le chibur, we consider it as if they're attached. V'as lashmin, and the point of the brayse is mamish abayzet dim nisparu mishnitmu. So the point of the Brisa is specifically as by as a dealer, we can still consider it attached, even when it's detached. Maybe that's the point of the Brisa. No good. Because Hatanya Gabihi, because the Brisa continues and says further, Masparsha Prokim, Shishnei Sakirim Shalom Mispardim, the two knives, which the two sides of the, you know, it says it's really two knives put together, so the two blades are detachable. The is plana. It's a carpenter's plane. Shall of the craftsmen of treason, which would make the tris we had in Beya, was like the shutters which would fit inside the windows, and then you could use them also as shelves. You take them off and use them as shelves, right? So a treis is like this square form. So it's Rashi saying, if you want to describe the plane was a treis, like a square form, and it had a place for a blade. Shnoisim beizim l'sech ben shnei eitzim asim l'kach. I'm not sure how you read treisim. It's part of the first sentence. Umim who make treisim, or treisim. I'm not sure. Assume the couch was made for that. It doesn't sound like it. It sounds like going back on Umdin. The Umdin would make the treesim. Okay. You put it between the two boards which are made to hold it. Afterwards, you take it off. So these two things are Kibbalah Tumma. In it mezeh is nitmezeh. And by Hazor, they're not. So Morris says, what's going on? So Morris answers, Shalom b'shas malacha. V'hol ben tzrich en liyus mechubar. Since they do not need to function, to be attached, you can take it apart. And it's not b'shas malacha, but you need to have them together. Havlu kishnei kelim, ben chibur. It's two different kelim, and they're not considered one. V'hol b'shem mechubar, even though right now they're still actually attached. Still, they remain. They are considered two distinct items. We're contrasting shas malacha where they are attached to shlo b'shas malacha where they are attached. Or if you tell me that when they're not used, they might take them apart. That doesn't help me. That's not what the Bryce is talking about. It's contrasting when it's attached. And it's shas malacha versus when it's attached, and it's shlo b'shas malacha. B'shas malacha mechubarim hen. B'shas malacha, they are considered one. They are actually one. So we're contrasting their when they're attached and the shlo b'shas malacha. So what do you see? Alma bim mechubarim askin. As we see from this whole discussion, we're talking about when they are attached. What is their status when they're attached? And that's the case of the Zug and the Hinbul. So it's not telling me your Kiddush that even when you detach them they're considered, that it's still considered a functional cleat because you can reattach it. That's not what it's saying. It's discussing a case where they are attached already and that's when they're considered one. Because of the Chumra Alatuma to the Heavy Chibur, well, Azor to the Heavy Chibur. So regards to both ways the Chumra, that by Tumah it's always considered attached, even Shlo B'Shas Malacha. And the Gabi, so it's never considered attached, even B'Shas Malacha. Shehoch Yitzani Chibra L'Tumah L'Elam, Ben Chibra L'Zor L'Elam. So what's negated to the case of the Zug, the case was actually attached, and that's when it says it's considered one. Tumah works from one to the other, so it works from one for the other. But if they're not attached, it's not clear anymore. The reason why it's still makab, but it still has dinner tumah, even though the clappers are removed, is don't say the reason is because the head you can put it back together again, but rather the reason why it's the bar chains here to the lav chadmanahu. It's not considered one clean when it's detached. When they're attached, they're one. Therefore, Rahimi Frizi, when you detach them, have a cliche that makes us a clear which part of it has been removed, and not be Makabal Tum anymore. The Inbal itself will no longer be Makabal Tum. But the zug is still a functioning kli, and will yes be makabel tumah. Now, the gears on the side, the marshal changes it to say that it's not makabel tumah mikan labo. It just means it will not lose any tumah which is actually there. Had it actually contracted tumah, that tumah will not be. It's not considered a broken kli to remove a tumah which is there by taking out the inbal. The zug is still, but. So it's not makabel tumah mikan labo. That's how he learns in Rashi. But our Rashi, the way we have the Rashi, Rashi is saying is that since it's still functional, so it's not a bit on the kli, so you can use it as a kli even mikan labo. So it's makabel tumah. Why is that? Hell, but roi lakisha gabi cheres, because you can bang it against something and make the sound, because the clapper was just one of the ways would you be able to get the resonance out of the bell. It will still make the sound like it did before. It's still functioning within its original usage. So, Raj, I'll give you this will be analogous to a kli which gets a hole. So long as the hole is not too large, it can still be used to hold certain items, even though it can't hold certain items anymore, because if it holds certain items, which would be considered a normal function for this kli, so it doesn't lose its status of a kli by getting a hole, because it can still be used for some of the original things that it was used for. So a cleavage gets a hole less than the size which will allow a reman to drop out, since it's pretty large, right? So it's the kind of level, it's here, mitumah, it doesn't lose its tumah. It still roy to do its original work. Okay, Rashi says, Vahashti tarsuku, now everything's been answered. The behemoth to the zug of behemoth is tahara, below inbol. If there's no inbol, it's tor. Because honey must nisa kamaisa in the first price. Eh? The lav manu, that's not considered a kli. But it has the inbal, it's tummy. Could it keep meaning bright the best price? Then the second price is the inbal mashalay manu. That the inbal is required to be considered a manu. The adam gadol apala inbal is tummy. By an adult person, it's tame even without the inbal, we said before. So the tashadu, because it functions as an adornment. Well, a boy inbal doesn't need a clapper. That is honey because ma'isa the mekabel tumah that by an adult is mekabel tumah. With the katanim, to the color of it, it's by the cotton, which its main function is to make a sound with the child. Which they would hang around. The Rashi didn't say exactly why you wanted to make the sound, but the function was sound, and that's why it's put in together with a group of other things which their function was sound. So then, Kibuli Hudaloi Kibo Bulo Inbul will not accept Tumah without the Inbul. Suddenly, Ein Lehem Inbul is to her. That will fit with the Mashal's Gerson. It's not Mekabel Tumim anymore because he said it's Torah.
If it never had the inbol, it's not considered the gemar of the kli, so it's not a it doesn't function as a tachshit, so it doesn't have an inbol. It's torah. But nitlu inbolayin bein lefnei tuma bein laachar tuma tameyim lo nishmeru nishtaru kishir. But removing the inbol after it had one will not remove its status of being roy to have tumah, because you can still use it something similar to the original usage, and that's sufficient. Okay.